Welcome back to the Up North Podcast and Radio Extravaganza and Grammar Jamboree. For those of you that watch Dodgeball, I'm Pat Kreitlow along with Kristen Bryan, Kirk Bankstead. There's been a lot of news to pass along since our last visit 2 weeks ago. And often for folks that have been with us for, you know, all 23 years that we've been doing this radio show, we tend to, in this block, do some live promos for our day jobs. Well, Kristen and Kirk are going to do theirs a little bit later on in the show for As Goes Wisconsin and Minocqua Brewing Company. But because there's been so much going on, I thought if I could ask your indulgence, gang, I would like to cover it by doing my own little commercial now for Up North News, where I serve as managing editor, but hasten to add, Up North News is not the producer of this podcast and radio show. So I'm going to rattle off all the things that we covered last week. And then after that, if any of you want to revisit one or two of them, we can. So if you're ready, take a big breath here and say, we helped the audience understand how and why the Republican-led legislature turned down $1.6 billion in federal funding simply to continue a decade-long tantrum about the Affordable Care Act. Fresh off rejecting those funds, lawmakers made moves aimed at taking away $300 from unemployed Wisconsinites, believing that making life more desperate for those suffering most in the pandemic will lead them to accept artificially low wages, unsafe working conditions, a lack of good child care, and so on. The legislature also proposed a cut to school funding requests deep enough to possibly trigger the loss of even more federal funding. Reporter Christina Liefring covered the committee hearing on three anti-trans bills, a hearing that in and of itself had such ugly rhetoric that it could cause harm to vulnerable youths, even if these bills have no chance of becoming law. We noted Wisconsin reached 7,000 lives lost to COVID-19. Reporter Jonathan Sadowski provided pointed coverage of the debate over police reform bills very slowly making their way through the legislature, bills so mild that advocates described them as table scraps. Jonathan also covered the plight of some of Wisconsin's essential workers. You remember those folks that were once lauded as the frontline heroes last year? Well, that includes a lot of folks who feel they have more than earned a path to citizenship after putting their lives on the line to keep the economy alive. Kristen here continued our series on election protection with a video explainer of how voter registration has become very burdensome and could be improved and standardized. We also passed along a Kristen video using a game show format to illustrate the results of a new report showing that out of more than 3 million votes cast in November, officials found only 27 possible instances of voter fraud. Our daily newsletter included coverage of a fifth and sixth candidate for the 2022 U.S. Senate race, a Scott Walker appointee to the Natural Resources Board who refuses to leave the board even though his term has just ended. We had then Senator Ron Johnson starting the week being upset that workers' wages are rising. He ended the week by holding fellow senators hostage from their holiday weekend adjournment so that he could make a scene and then later vote against an independent commission to investigate the deadly Capitol insurrection. So if you're not getting our daily newsletter yet, what are you waiting for? Sign up. Let us help you stay connected to Wisconsin news. And if you're already a subscriber, forward it to a friend or two and feel free to share our Facebook posts and group pages you belong to or on your own. Just search for Up North News WI on social media or go to upnorthnewswi.com. And, you know, Kristen, I'll pivot over to you first because the video is about turning down the $1.6 billion and how voter registration worked. Have really gotten a lot of great comments. And you know, we really appreciate you putting those together.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny because just the laundry list of things that feel bad.
The laundry list of badness.
Yeah.
There's our show title. The laundry list of badness.
It's exhausting. And I mean, I've only been back in Wisconsin for a fraction of the time since a lot of this stuff has felt so tilted towards, why are we doing it like this? Why is this happening? And so for those of you who've been here the entire time and fighting the good fight against the insanity of like not taking money that could help and giving tax breaks to people who don't need it and just the amount of frustrating things that happen in the state government is I applaud those who have stuck with and that haven't just thrown their hands up in the air and said, it's not worth
it. Not Kirk. Kirk doesn't throw his hands in the air.
You know, that's, Chris and I never thought about it because You know, I took a break from Wisconsin too for most of my 20s and 30s. And so maybe that's why I'm, you know, so feisty now, is because I wasn't paying attention as much over the last, you know, I haven't been beaten down maybe as much as, you know, some others in the state have. Like, because when I got back here, when, like 7 years ago, I was like, I want Wisconsin to be the same place that it was when I grew up here. And when soon I quickly, I mean, I'd heard the national news, but I wasn't paying that much attention. And as soon as I breathed the idiocy on some of these things that are happening here, I just couldn't take it. And so I guess that's, yeah, it's kind of taking a step back from these news things. It's like, maybe you have to take a step away and come back. And that's, well, you know, that's what gives you that vitality.
You know that I did the, you know, I did the same thing after running for Congress and serving in the legislature. And, you know, an opportunity came up to move to a Caribbean island. And so we lived out of the country for 3 years, from, you know, 2014, 2015, 2016. In 2016, all these folks on Grand Cayman are asking, what's the deal with Donald Trump back in your home area? I'm like, I have no idea. I've been down here. I don't know what people are seeing in him. And that time away, and living in a place, you know, without nearly the respect for, you know, government institutions that we used to have here. Same thing, Kirk and Kristen. You come back here and you realize that there are things that you missed and things that are worth fighting for before they erode.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I'm same boat, right? As coming back and, you know, if I'm going to stay here, if I'm going to be here, which is, I'm building a company off of it, I would hope that I'm invested in this place. You know, the fight to at least not even just get what we quote unquote want, but at least just get it to be democratic again and not just like bulldoze over what's popular and what like most Wisconsinites want, no matter which party they usually vote for, just to get back to that, which I guess everything just comes back to, well, just the new maps that we'll get.
That Hopefully. Small d democratic, you know, just democracy yes. itself yeah. is what.
That's, yeah.
Go ahead, Kirk.
I mean, I agree so much. Like, you know, when the Monaco Brewing Company, when we closed the brew pub and I went out to Costa Rica and I didn't know what the hell I was going to do with my life. You know, I was like, do I want to stay in Wisconsin? I mean, it's so messed up. Our politics are so messed up. And, you know, I'd left Wisconsin when I was like in high school. And I'm like, no, I want to stay here. I want to have a business here. But I'm like you, Kristen. I'm like, if I'm going to be here, I got to be all in, you know, mm-hmm. I got to be all in. And I politically, my mind just always lends itself to like fix the political breakage that we have.
Well,
so
sure. That's what got me into politics, leaving a perfectly good gig, you know, anchoring the news, you know, night after night in Eau Claire. But I had just decided I couldn't keep looking into the camera night after night and telling the audience that both sides were equal and both sides were equally to blame, when I knew that that wasn't the case and that you need to come out and actually say things as they are. You don't have to make things up. You just have to say what they are. I'll give you a good example. As we taped this on Wednesday nights, there was a headline in one of the state's big newspapers that said, when it comes to nonpartisan redistricting, the division is widening between the parties. Now, technically, that's right, but that implies, you know, that both Democrats and Republicans are moving away from nonpartisan redistricting at, you know, in equal measure. Well, that's not the case. It's the fact that almost no Republicans now have signed on to a bill to have nonpartisan redistricting. Again, that's not liberal news. That's not slanted news. If you change that headline to simply be more accurate, to say fewer Republicans support nonpartisan redistricting. And if you put it that way to folks, rather than this both sides-ism that you see too often in the media, then perhaps you're going to get people who understand more the importance of being involved civically, running for office, voting, you know, the things that you did, Kirk, by getting more involved once and you came back, and the things that you did, Kristen, through videos when you came back to, you know, to let people know there are things that you should actually pay attention to more than, you know, the latest adventures of the Kardashians.
Yeah,
the
I
one,
agree.
The 1.6 billion, though, that, I mean, you got to come back to that, because that's math. It's just math. It's $1.6 billion being turned down to cover more people under Badger care because you're still throwing that hissy fit that the Affordable Care Act passed all those years ago.
Yeah, it's like Kristen did a great job on that video because, like, I've said this thing when I was running for office. Like, every time I tried to explain it to people, it's like people just started hearing about people's eyes rolled in the back of their heads. And so it's like there's only so much that you can retell this story and how absurd it is before it gets somehow stale. And it shouldn't get stale because it is the biggest blunder that the state of Wisconsin has been continuing to blunder for 10 years now. But somehow or another, it's an issue that seemingly doesn't cut through on the in voting.
Yeah, and I wonder what that is. Like, I would love to know. This is like nerd data, but just the what actually breaks through. What's the breaking point? And I think sometimes whether it's gerrymandering or numbers or stuff that just feels really wonky, it's very different than like blatant racism or blatant sexism. That stuff that's like visceral.
Right.
But it's almost like that's so often, at least on a macro level, what affects so many people, and yet connecting the dots to hit home is really hard.
It really comes back to that messaging that some folks are much more disciplined in than others, and you can't just assume that the audience is going to pick up something after you say it once. You have to come back to it again and again. Let's take a break. When we come back, Jorna Taylor is going to tell us more about Pride Month here in Wisconsin. You're up north.